Hello, and welcome to our I Am the Divine gathering. Today is Thursday, August 20th for a timestamp. And let me just start by saying that every day feels like Sunday to me. I've probably had this conversation 30 times this week because I cannot tell the days apart anymore. I don't know if you're having the same problem, but it just always feels like a Sunday to me. And then I have to look at my phone and go, where am I? What day is today? I don't know, was it last week or the week before? I missed a session, right? It was like the moment the session was supposed to take place, and I had to message the person, and I was like, I'm a banana today. There's like nothing going on here. I don't know what happened. Thank God it was someone I knew, and they were like, no problem. This day would be a better day for me anyway, so it works out for both of us. And I was like, whoa, right? But the energies are just so high. They're so floaty. Yesterday, I was laughing. Joe was home the last 3 days, and when he's home on the last day he's here, usually I'll make a big pasta dinner, like a Sunday type of dinner or whatever. That's not why I think it's Sunday, right? Because he comes home usually Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then he leaves Thursday morning to go back, and he works 4 days again, And so I needed something from the store, and I said, let me go to Sprouts. Sprouts is easier. It's a small store. I can get in, get out. I'm not going to be walking around a big grocery store, no. So I go to Sprouts, get the things that I need, and I get to the checkout. All of the registers were busy, so I went to self-checkout, and I put the basket on the thing, scanning my stuff, putting it in my bag, and I pay, got my bag packed up, and I walk out of the store, and I'm like halfway to my car, and I realize I left the basket on the checkout instead, because normally I would put it back. And I thought to myself, yeah, girlfriend, you really have to chop, chop, get grounded, presence, presence, presence. Where was I? Right. And so, in that moment, it was like for a fleeting second, I was not at the register because I completely must have forgotten where the hell I was, and I left the basket behind. Not that it's a big deal because they'll come and put it away, but that's not normally like me, right? But there was this carefree carelessness in the field in that moment, and I thought, wow, that's really interesting. Is this like the energy to come? Is that carefree vibe like? If you know the tarot deck, it's the Fool, which is the first card of the major arcana, and he's got the hobo bag over his shoulder and his little dog nipping at his heels, and he's looking up at the sky and he's so happy. It's such a great day, and he's about to step off a cliff, right? Like that leap of faith on the journey. And that's kind of what it felt like energetically, because the energies were just so high. And I said, Let that night, like last night, I said, I know something is happening in the cosmos because the energies are just really off the chain today, and I'm feeling all of it, as we all are, not just me, but I'm just more tuned to it that I feel it in that sense. And of course, I woke up this morning feeling like a truck ran me over, and I looked at my phone, and we had had like eight solar events through the night. And I was like, yep, I felt it building in the field yesterday when I was at the grocery store, that all of a sudden this, it's like happy, happy air, or like happy gas at the dentist or something like that, right? Like you get this like, I'm walking out of the store and the basket. I was thinking to myself, thank God that I took my groceries. I didn't leave them behind because you imagine, like, I walk out of the store without the groceries or anything and head home. I get all the way home, I have to go all the way back. You don't understand the perils of that living here. It's like an hour and 15-minute round trip to go to the grocery store, and that's not counting the time that you're in the store. So, I had to really laugh at myself. I thought that was pretty funny, but just so indicative of these energies that we're having, the geophysicists are saying that going into the beginning of next year, and actually it was predicted right before I go there, it was predicted that solar maximum was going to be ending in September now, right? Come September coming. That's not going to happen because it's amplifying so much that it's probably going to carry into the beginning of next year. And they were saying that, X-class flares are not the largest flare we could have. I think it's an S-class flare. So they're predicting that we'll end up with an S-class flare somewhere in the beginning of next year, which I think is, insane, right? But this is what it is, right? And we're seeing this, the cosmic reality kind of intensifying and heating up. And as it heats up, affecting our intuition and, amplifying the parts of us that need to come alive and come awake so we can have this greater experience. Being human, to some people, it's going to be the beginning of their awakening. And it's going to trigger, information war on social media and through the news system and everything of like, do you know what we just learned? Right. And like a lot of fallout is going to come. And I mean, occasionally on, I think it's YouTube. In the shorts, I will see clips of this hairdresser, this guy. And so one day he was doing this woman's hair. I thought the end result was cute. I looked to see where he was because I felt like he was close by. And he's actually in Tampa, which is like an hour and 15 minutes away from here. And so because I clicked on the short yesterday, in my feed, in my YouTube feed, which is mostly art videos, like 99% art videos, right? A video of him is, comes in, and I'm like, oh, let me see what the universe is offering me because I've never had a video of his pop into my feed before. I usually only just see him in shorts. And guess what? He had a woman in his chair who was talking about human trafficking. He videotapes, apparently, because I've never watched him before, videotapes every hair session he has with a client in his salon as he's cutting their hair. And she is someone that helps rehabilitate women after they've been exploited and abused. And what I found to be incredibly fascinating is that I watched, maybe the first 15 minutes of it. She said that the largest trafficking hub in the United States is Florida. And that's something that I had learned and I knew like back in 1997, right? And but she validated it and validated Tampa is actually the number one hub. Miami is number two. Orlando is number three, and then the rest of the country follows in behind that, which I thought was fascinating. But what are the chances that I'm going to hear about sex trafficking and human trafficking from some guy cutting hair? I mean, think about that, right? So it's like all bets are off, right? Communication is going to ramp up. And it's going to be important. It's going to become like a super highway for for getting information out there that, was not able to get out before, was not heard, it was not seen. We're probably going to end up seeing like all of the television stations flip and start telling the details of the ugly that's out there because they're trying to save their butts, right? Because they don't want to be on the other end of it. So, it's like, wow, right? The energy just shifted like that. But that's what happens when we're in the corridor of eclipses and we're closing out. I mean, go back to classes like, years ago, right? Like 2, 3 years ago, where we were talking about, closing out timelines of like, the last 5 years, the last 7 years, and then all of a sudden last year, well, we're closing out the last 250 years. And then just recently, well, we're closing out the last 14 years. We're closing out the last 18 years. And every time a planet shifts, it's closing out this discordant energy that, cannot be carried anymore. So think about the significance in that, because this is what's taking place right now, which means that it's not just a shift for the outer reality that was created long before we came along, that was, embedded in our consciousness by stories we were told and by training we had as children, do this, don't do that, say this, don't say that, right? So all of that has been essentially programmed into how we have grown up and who we've become. And what's important is to understand that all of this is going to start to change now because it can't stay the same anymore. It's not supported by these higher level frequencies that are coming in. So, communication is going to be of the utmost importance going forward, and especially ramp up around like the 27th of August, really is when it's really going to get going, because the energy of Mercury, which the planet of Mercury is all about communication, right? When we say, oh, Mercury is retrograding, make sure you dot your I's and you cross your T's, make sure you don't buy any technology, make sure you don't buy a car, no computers, don't sign a lease, don't do this, don't do that, right? It's all because it's all based on the communication of Mercury. So it's in a particular position that is putting it right in the heart of the sun. And because it's in this new position of sitting directly in the heart of the sun, it's called a Kazemi, if you're interested, it begins a new cycle on the earth. And so this is, both from an evolutionary standpoint and also from an energetic standpoint. So these are big shifts that we're having now. And because Mercury is a planet of communication, it's asking us to slow down, to organize our thoughts, to pay attention to what it is that we're thinking, to pay attention to the words that we're using, to pay attention to what others are saying. Because sometimes people are talking to us and we're not sitting in clarity, and we're not comprehending exactly what it is that they're meaning with what they're saying. And so this time right now, Mercury is asking us to get clear. If somebody is talking to us and we're uncertain of what it is, don't sit there and go, yes. Joe was watching Jerry Seinfeld yesterday and I had to laugh because it was per imperfect timing, and I can't get away from the TV because, there is like only one room unless I go into my bedroom. So I was watching the show with them, and it was all about communication because one of the friends of Jerry Seinfeld was dating this woman who She would only whisper, right? That's all she was talking like this, and you couldn't hear a word that she was saying because she was talking so low. And so Jerry and Elaine, because they were on a date with this guy Kramer and this woman that he was dating, were just yesing her to death. And at one point, Jerry Kramer goes to the bathroom, and Jerry, she's saying something to Jerry, and yeah, it was the pirate shirt. Yep, look, you got it right, Loretta. And so, if you've never seen that episode, it's pretty funny because Jerry's about to do a benefit for like homeless people, and because he can't hear her or understand what she's saying, and he's not asking her to speak louder, could you clarify? Could you speak louder? I can't understand you. I can't hear you. He just agrees to it. So the next day, his friend Kramer shows up at his apartment with this crazy pirate shirt that's got all these ruffles and banded sleeve. And he's like, I can't wear that. And he said, you agreed. And now, because you agreed, all these factories are already making this shirt for distribution. You have to wear this on the show. And so he has to go on national television with this shirt on. It was freaking hilarious. Because even the person interviewing him was like, is that a pirate shirt you wear? Like, it was so funny, the feedback. And he was like, well, that's an interesting choice of clothes you have on there, right? But it just shows, like, it went so hand in hand with everything that's taking place now with, these cosmic realignments or cosmic reorganization. And so I just thought it was, it was something that need that could reflect that time. And I really wanted to share it because it just shows if we're not paying attention, if we're feeling inadequate, if we're feeling insecure, if we're feeling self-conscious, and we're not stepping up to the plate going like, I'm sorry, I can't hear what you're saying. It sounds like you're whispering. Can you speak louder or perhaps write it down or something like that? Then, we're cycling in that energy that is, distorting our reality, and it's keeping us small. So we can never really fully step into who we are on a larger level, right? So this is beginning this new cycle. And, the most important thing that we can do is to really slow down, pay attention, and be a receiver of what is coming in. And so in doing that, it's also important to allow ourselves to take and receive and to desire personal healing, right? And not turn away something that is going to be beneficial for us. Because a lot of times, especially when we're healers, and I'm not talking about, just like in the sense of, like a Reiki practitioner or, therapist or something like that. But we could also be healers when we're nurturing and caregivers to somebody. That's also being a healer, right? It's important for us to be able to receive also. But sometimes there's that thing in the back of our mind that's like, no, I'm going to be the one to take care of you. I'm going to be the one to give, right? But no, that's not how it works anymore. We all have to be receivers. And it's important to recognize that along with receiving a healing, a favor, money, whatever, right? We also have to be able to receive messages. So while we're receiving grace in other forms, we also have to be able to receive the messages that are coming through without denying them, okay? And when you start to really allow for that and open space for that, the universe will start bringing them in, right? And it's like I explained with the Chinese lanterns. We just have to mention in gratitude something that we'd like to attract. And, not so much like the Chinese lanterns, but it was very symbolic of calling in more hummingbirds. And so no sooner did I get home with Joe, we put the plants on the lawn in front of the window, and he went to hang out with his uncle, and I was sitting here on the sofa. The next thing I know, the hummingbird flies into the plant and starts looking at the flowers and is trying to get nectar. And I was sitting there in awe. I was like, oh my God, look at that. It already attracted a hummingbird. Like, it's I have had not had one hummingbird here. I'm putting nectar out in the feeder and I have not one hummingbird, right? And the message kept coming to me. They want natural nectar now. They want the natural nectar. Even they have evolved to know they don't want the fake nectar anymore. They want the flowers, right? They want the flowers. And I just sat there. I was just like, wow. Like, wow, that's such a powerful message. But the amazing part of it is the universe responded in kind to me and sent two hummingbirds. They were two different colored birds. And I thought to myself, this is so freaking fascinating. And of course, the other part of me goes, that's it. We're going right back to that farm next Saturday and we're buying more nectar plants. That's it. Right. So, whatever little money I have left, we're probably going back there and we're going to buy some plants, you know? But it's just funny because, like, you get to a point where you shift and it's no longer about, like, you know, needing to get your nails done or get your hair done. Like, yeah, that's important, but it's not the sole focus. And the sole focus becomes, what can I do for my environment? How can I make the house happier? Because the house is my inner being. You know, how can I make the land happier? How can I give to the hummingbirds so that the hummingbirds give to me? You know, it's this is really where what is opening up, right? It's being that ambassador, like an ambassador for the land. I bought the chickens the new condo that they have, right? I invested in a new high-rise deluxe that's not sitting on the ground anymore. Well, every day the eggs are clean. We had a massive storm come through here twice, and boxes are dry as a bone. The eggs are beautifully clean. Everything is in harmony. The chickens are happier than happy could be, right? And I'm happy because I have happy chickens and they're laying happy eggs, right? This is how it works. So they're happy to be in these new nesting boxes. And I'm like, well, hell, if I had the money, I'd buy 50 more and I'd just fill the whole place with nesting boxes so that whenever they decided they needed a timeout, they could just fly up to a box and hang out in the box and just sit there for a while, you know. That's the thought. And then it becomes like, you know, the story I posted in my stories where I come home with chicken feed, bird feed, a hose and a sprayer, and I'm like, yeah, this is happy. It's be taken over the new normal of, you know, buying art supplies as my art haul, right? There comes that moment where transformation happens, but it only happens when we are in that place of allowing. And these energies are pushing us in that direction, right? It's we can't not service the self. We can't deplete the self in order to amplify something else. We have to have some kind of harmony here. So this is really a deep, deep, introspective time requiring healing at the deepest level and personal improvement, personal upliftment. Okay. And so these eclipses are working on our identity. And hopefully you are feeling that because it's asking us, who do we need to become now? Because the old version of us is done. The old version of us that is no longer fitting for these higher elevated energies, the old version of us that can no longer you know, hand over the keys to the house, the keys to the village, the keys to the castle to somebody else and be like, here, have at it, right? When we've worked so hard in the way that we have, we just can't do that anymore. We can't deplete ourselves anymore like that, right? So it's about standing in our power and understanding that this time right now, you might not understand, right? We might not fully embrace it, fully get it, but this is a time where truth will be revealed. The truth that we need to see so clearly because if we don't, it's going to be like the 2x4 to the head, and then it's going to be like the house dropping on us, right? We don't want that. We want to see with clarity what is taking place in our life that needs to have a shift, that needs to have an adjustment. And this energy is energy that is going to open new chapters for us and ask us to create the shift that is necessary, because it's no longer okay to self-sacrifice. We cannot do that anymore, because every time we self-sacrifice, it's like we've chopped off a finger. And every time you self-sacrifice after that, oh, there goes another finger, and there goes another finger, and there goes another finger, until there's no fingers left, and then it becomes the toes, and then there's no toes left, and it's like, all right, now we're up to the big stuff. We're going to chop off the hand, we're going to chop off the arm, we're going to chop off. It doesn't end. Because this energy, it doesn't care. Okay. It doesn't care. It wants us to do the work, and it wants us to be serious about committing to the work. This is the way it works now. And we've been building to this. This is nothing new, but now we're in that place where, walking into 2027, we're in all new energies, all new energies. The plasma is filling the field. I am seeing people departing the earth plane left and right. I mean, like, it's shocking. And not only people, animals, right? Every time I talk to somebody's animal is passing away. I'm like, oh my goodness, But I told you guys, Lasagna passed away too, was very suddenly, right? Souls that are not meant to be here for the next part of the journey, they're leaving. They're not staying. They have to go because their time is up. They fulfilled whatever it is that they were here to fulfill. So now they're moving to the next dimensional space. It's not that they're not here, it's just that they're in a higher frequency and we can't see them anymore. Okay. So this is revealing new chapters to us, and it's a very powerful time to change, for change to happen, and happen instantly. Okay. And in some cases, I'm going to say it'll feel like it happened instantly because we have been denying what has been wanting a shift, because we either don't feel like we're ready to do that, or we don't want to hurt somebody, or we don't feel ready for the next situation. But we're going to have to find a way to move through it, because this is the nature of what we're dealing with now, right? As these energies continue to grow and amplify, you might be in a circumstance or a situation or a job or a relationship, and suddenly there's a shift or words that are spoken. And now you're seeing something in the dynamic of that job, situation, or relationship with clarity that you did not have before. And so that is important awareness to have. It's important awareness to hold. Okay? Because the worst thing that we could do is look at our life and think that everything is okay when it's not okay, or think that, circumstances are good when circumstances are not good. I've heard so many people getting fired from their job. Like, that's another big one. Like every other person I'm hearing is fired from their job. One of those people, my brother's stepchild, his the wife, right? 20, I don't know, 24, 25, something like that, got fired from their job. Got fired from their job, had a car accident, totaled the car, needed to borrow my brother's wife's car. I mean, I wanted to say to my brother, when are you going to start to say no? Like, no is a sentence all in its own, right? No, you can't do that. No, you can't have the car. No, you can't, you're going to have to figure your life out. You're going to have to stand on your own 2 feet. So this is where we weren't paying attention to the signs from the universe. We weren't paying attention to the fact that it might be time to go. It might be time to say no, or it might be time to end whatever situation, circumstance, relationship, whatever, because the universe is telling us it needs changing. It needs ending. It's time to go, but we're in resistance to it. So when we're in resistance, what does the universe do? It comes in and it makes the change for us. Joanne, you have a question?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask a quick question because you had mentioned before a lot of people are exiting and so are pets, which I was something I was going to ask you about today anyway, because I'm really noticing that too. And I'm also noticing I've heard of two stories, one personal and another one through my sister, of young people, 20-year-old people committing suicide. What's
Well, so my perspective on suicide, first of all,
Young people, right?
okay. So first of all, let me address the first question about people dying, right? Like people starting to go. The
Right.
reason that the reason that's happening is because soul contracts are up, or have come to an end. Or the soul that's imprisoned in that body, and I use that word, imprisoned, cannot be here anymore because the human that owns that body, the personality that's driving that body, that has the soul hostage, so to speak, is not in vibrational alignment, has never been in vibrational alignment. Will not get with the program, so to speak, right? Will not elevate their consciousness. And that's not what the soul is here for. The soul
Okay.
is here for evolution. So when, somebody is like let's say you have somebody that has a nature to be lazy, okay? And maybe the nature to be lazy is not really a nature to be lazy, but there's some insecurities, there's some self-esteem, self-worth issues, there's fear, maybe, as a child they were adopted. Like there could be a thousand and one scenarios that makes them feel insecure. So this person feels more comfortable sitting on the sofa, watching TV all day. But the soul isn't here for that. The soul is like, we have to get out there. We have to get into the world. We have to mingle with people. We have to experience XYZ. We have to do ABC. And the human is in avoidance. I don't want to do it. I don't feel like going. I don't want to do it. Right. And that soul knows that it's not going to get to do the work it came to do. It's just not going to happen. Okay. So it might create a scenario where that person, when they're making their bed, kicks the bed stand or the nightstand or something with their toe, and the toe gets injured in such a way that gangrene sets in. This is a true story, by the way.
I know.
Gangrene sets in, right? And when the gangrene sets in, the doctors say, I don't know if we are going to be able to save the toe. And then the person, because now they're so distraught at their situation, becomes even more unconscious. And in that moment of unconsciousness, the soul can kind of come through and create the right scenario for the gangrene to then spread through the body and that human exits the reality and the soul is released and relieved of that responsibility of, navigating life through that human. Okay. Because it came here with a mission and agenda, like we all have. All of our souls have things that it came here specifically to do. How it accomplishes it, that's where free will comes in. Okay. The soul might have come in thinking, like, I'm going to become a doctor, right? But the human goes, oh my God, Reiki is so amazing. I want to be a Reiki practitioner. Because the human goes, I don't know if I could be a doctor. Doctor seems like it's too much work. And I don't know if I'm down for that, but I could be a healer of Reiki, right? So it kind of slightly swapped the scenario, although it's still in the same kind of genre. It's still healing, right? So that's one scenario. Now, when we have young people who are committing suicide, there's a lot that goes into that because suicide does not happen easily.
20 years
Because,
old.
and I'm not surprised. Right? I'm not surprised. Young people today, right, are here to shift the consciousness of humanity in a bigger way than any of our older generations ever could, right? Coming through as, millennial mindsets, where you have, the whole, they've gone through the gambit of the entitlement. Oh, you're entitled, you're this, the white privilege, all of that sort of stuff, right? Transgender narratives, all of that. And there's a lot of disharmony in that field of consciousness that they're connected to and participating with. And so if they cannot form clarity of their soul's alignment, of the soul purpose, let's say, there's a lot of confusion and a lot of noise in the mind. And so the person becomes despondent. Now, a lot of these cases where I have worked with people who have lo loved ones who have lost a child, 20 years old or younger, or even a little older, to suicide, the soul has always come through to say that there was a lot of disharmony in that family. And the soul felt that the sacrifice of themselves would be the best way to open all of the hearts of those left behind in order to bring them together in unity.
Wow.
Because the one act, if nothing else, the one act that will shift people faster than anything else that I've ever seen in the time that I've been doing this work is suicide, because it is so far-reaching and can reach the hundreds or thousands of people that this one individual knew on such a level, on such a profound level, I should say, that it has more potential and significance when it comes to activating and opening and expanding the heart center. And so there have been, times where a young person has taken their life, and the family that had been fighting with each other, awful battling for years and years and years, this interfamily battle and argument and fighting and hate and, all of this other stuff. And then this young person takes their life and they die. And then the family stops fighting because the fight is no longer important.
Well,
The battle.
that's definitely one of the cases that I know of. Exactly
Okay.
what you
The battle.
exactly.
Yeah, I'm getting chills as I'm saying this, the battle is no longer relevant, And the child gives up their life to save the family,
He was all He was
It was the he. Yeah, he's here. He's around us as we're talking about him.
also didn't have autism. What was Asperger's syndrome?
Asperger's, high functioning. Well, if you remember what I said in the beginning, as I was describing, I did say a lot of times there's that mental confusion. There's that, where sometimes it's not, the clarity just isn't there, and the outer noise from the outer reality could be the families fighting, could be what's going on in school, could be the friends, could be the peer pressure, could be all of that. When you have somebody that has something like Asperger's, complicates the way that the messages are received by the child. I mean, Debbie would know that because she's a was a psychotherapist for the school district working with children who had learning disabilities. But it's this kind of like that mental distortion. It's like they depict it in the Peanuts with who is that, Pigpen, where he's got the cloud around him constantly, right? That's what that's meant to be. Like he's a little slower than the rest, and he's got this cloud.
Especially if it's not treated.
Yeah. So, so this when I'm talking to, like, I've had parents come in to do a session with me regarding this, and the child always comes through and says it was the only way, because there was such disharmony and I couldn't take the disharmony anymore. It did not feel like what I was here for. And a lot of times these kids with things like autism and Asperger's and what's the other one, Down syndrome, they come in with a lot of love. They're a lot of love. They're very loving hearts. So, it just, like, so makes sense when you feel the energy and the nature of them that they would know, like, this is, not shocking at all, because it's the soul wanting to evolve through its own sacrifice, so to speak.
Thank you. That makes so much sense to me. It's a whole different way of looking at it and coping with it.
Does
It
that
makes sense.
help? Okay. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense to the T in
Good.
this one of the situations I know about. The other one I don't know.
Good. Yeah. Well, I mean, every soul has, its reason for departing, for why it's going to depart. And like I said, when even with somebody who's healthy, we could see them go downhill, like that case I had with the guy whose mother died from gangrene poisoning throughout her body. She kicked something in the house. I don't remember what it was, but she was walking through barefoot and stubbed her big toe, and she didn't go to the doctor right away. It turned gangrenous, and then the poison went through her blood, and then she had sepsis, and then she died. So, sometimes the soul could prevent us from going to the hospital too, if we're supposed to have an experience of something and not supposed to make it. So it's so many different variables. That's why, like, a lot of times I will say it really depends on the soul, in the individual soul, because everyone is slightly different. But I know that from my work with suicide, it's mostly the same as, it's the sacrifice to bring the family back together again, because there's just
Thank you, Mom.
so much trauma and separation that the family just cannot come back together. It's just it's they need an event that's going to open their hearts. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Tamara, you had your hand up?
Yes, my son is actually just trying to call me. I wanted to say that my ex-husband's brother committed suicide at 21, and his cousin's son, it's like 10 years ago at 21, my ex-husband had a parents had a very dysfunctional home, but it was still the same way even after his brother Freddie killed himself. And then his cousin Georgine, their family, I know that was not, my son is calling, was not dysfunctional, and their son committed suicide. William, but I think it's something is hereditary in their genes, because my ex-husband's mother seemed to have mental illness too. So, and I think they were both on drugs too. Max has his brother and
It could be, but it's, anytime I've ever, like I said, I've ever done a session, and people don't want to admit that there's dysfunction or distortion in the family. And I just want to say this because this is coming through. So I'm just going to say this, and I'm thinking it pertains to what you're saying is sometimes there's abuse happening behind the scenes that none of us will know about, but the person that's receiving the level of abuse is becomes despondent and wants to opt out because they can't take the abuse anymore. Okay. So, there's different reasons why a soul will take, why a human will take its life. The number one in my book is always to open the hearts of the many that could not get there any other way. And, I always say, I'm just going to say this again because it's some, what is truth is we do not know somebody until we live with them. We don't know them. They can look very functional, very high functioning. I mean, Debbie, you could probably speak to this better than I could speak to this, right? But we don't know people until we actually live with them, right? I mean, I'm sure you've seen parents come in and they want to act like, they're the pristine household and the child gets the best care and the best everything. And then it's not what the story that the child is telling, right? They come in on their best behavior, whatever. So unless we're living with people, we don't know. I mean, I remember thinking that, my cousins, my mother's sister's family had like the best life because they always had like extra presents and extra gifts and they could get whatever they wanted. And there was always this flow of income and all this other stuff and everything. But then I remember as I got older and I started staying over my cousin's house and doing sleepovers there, and I saw firsthand the dysfunction of my aunt and my uncle. And I was like, shocked because it didn't look that way from the outside, right? It never looked like that until I got inside. And then because I was on the inside and I was family, it couldn't really be hidden. It couldn't be hidden. So, we don't know somebody until we've lived with them. So we can't say what was going on with that individual. There was a tormented soul in the mix, and they thought that exiting the reality was a better choice than sticking it out. And that's really what it comes down to, right? So, just before we move on, does anybody have any other questions on death or souls passing? I will do my best to answer it to the best of my ability. Joanne?
Eight. Yeah, just I had typed you. I think that he was doing drugs too, which didn't help.
Yeah, well, he was probably doing drugs to the nature of what was taking place in the family
Exactly.
dynamic. You know, I
Exactly.
don't feel like when I feel his energy, I don't feel like he was the kind of kid that was just going to do drugs. I feel like he was the kind of kid that, held a lot of love. And if he wasn't getting the attention that he needed in the way that he needed,
Or being
and
treated properly either.
or being treated properly, and there was so much anger and hostility
Oh, yeah.
between the family dynamics and all the fighting and everything, the
Yep.
drugs were just a way for him to medicate so he could have that space to think, not realizing that like it wasn't helping him any.
Thank you, Maria.
Okay. Yeah. You're welcome. Okay. So, this is really an important time. because we could suddenly see a shift in a situation, and now we have to look at the reality of it with a clear set of eyes, right? And in that moment, life could feel a little bit complicated because there's this new dynamic that is presenting itself to us, right? So we have to be okay with the fact that maybe it's not perfect. It's not as perfect as we thought it was, from the look of the outside, right? So this is a time of realization with regard to what needs to go that no longer is sustainable in our life. And I know for a lot of people that's really hard, right? It's really hard to see that there might be things that are just not sustainable for us. There are things that, we're doing that's hurting us. There might be things that we're doing that we're accepting that are not in our best interest. Okay. So we have to really seriously sit down with clear eyes, take the beer goggles off or the rose-colored glasses off, and really see it in its fullness. And so, one of the things that we could say is, what relationships have we outgrown at this time? Maybe there's people that we intermingle with that, we just can't be around anymore. Or there are people that we no longer feel connected to, and we've sadly outgrown. And that's okay when that happens, right? Because when we can let go, it opens the potential for something new to be incoming. And it gives us, opportunity knocking at the door. We could ask also, what behaviors for us, what behaviors are no longer serving us? Okay. Maybe we are constantly waiting for approval from somebody before we're willing to move forward with something. Maybe we are in a loop cycle of negative thinking that, people don't like us or don't want to hang out with us, or that we're not going to fit in. I'd like to go to that art class, but I don't think I'm going to fit in there. I'd like to go to that meditation circle, but I don't know if those are my people, right? That's self-doubt. So that has to stop. Like, that's one of the most important things, right? So it could be the way that you're sacrificing yourself or your well-being for someone else. When we're constantly choosing to serve someone else, soothe someone else above and beyond ourselves, and we're not taking care of ourselves, that's a problem. And we have to learn that the word no is okay. And I think I remember a couple of classes back where, Joe wanted me to make a like some big pasta dinner when his friend was here. And I was like, you know what? I don't have it in me tonight. I'm not feeling 100%. We're being blasted by the solar cosmic flares, and my head is super wonky, and I'm just not feeling myself. I have never said no, but that was one time I just couldn't carry through. Sometimes it can't be about the other person. Sometimes it has to be about us and what our needs are. Because if we're not serving ourselves, we can't be good for anybody else if we're not good for ourselves. Okay. So it's really time to recognize what resonates with us and what doesn't, what stays and what goes. So maybe there's, this idea that, you can only go to the grocery store on Wednesdays, let's say, right? But you're supposed to meet somebody there, and the universe keeps trying to get you to go on Monday. And that nudging, you're feeling that nudging to go to the grocery store. It's Monday, but you're like, ah, oh, it's Monday. Why do I feel like going to the grocery store? I always go on Wednesday. I'm just going to wait until Wednesday. Well, there's that nudge from the universe on an intuitive level, but because you're not going because you think you should only shop on Wednesdays, you might miss some important interaction with somebody. Right? So we have to start paying attention to everything that is wanting our attention, everything that's calling us to attention, because old chapters are going to begin to close, and we may be asked to go over them one more time and look and see, does this really need to go? And what do I need to do in order to be okay with that? Because sometimes we get used to something and then we can't let go of it because we've become so used to it and it becomes repetitive. It's a, a cycle that just feels too comfortable to let go of. Okay. So, I've been there because I'm writing about it on my blog, right? Moving down to Florida was probably one of the most challenging things that I did. And it required complete faith. And why? Because even though I was frustrated living with Beth that last year that we lived together in the house, it was just, not good anymore. It was just tension and, it was just, it was just not good. And I could feel it. And I felt like even though I wasn't happy, I was like, oh, we just did the business together. We should move to a homestead with 5 acres, grow the herbs. Maybe that'll be better because, there'll be more freedom. We'll grow the herbs, da da da. But that was my dream. That was not her dream. But she couldn't say that it was her dream, right? So there was a disharmony there. And the universe kept showing me, hey, wake up, knock, knock, knock. It's not working anymore. You got to move on. It's not working anymore. And because I was comfortable, that shift happened through a fight. And it wasn't her that started the fight, it was the daughter. So sometimes, if we're not paying attention, the universe becomes the catalyst and it will shift us, shove us forward. Like when I was at my corporate job, there was one thing after another after another. I had cancer twice. And then, my boss threw me under the bus. He made a big mistake with proxy season. And then he went to blame it on me. Clearly, the paperwork was all him, all written by him. But people, the higher ups, they didn't care about the paperwork. They were going to make me the scapegoat. And I'm like, dude, are you kidding me? I cleaned your whole department up and now you want to throw me under the bus? And in that moment, I saw the writing on the wall. I was like, okay. Next day, I came in with my resume, with my resignation letter. And I was like, I quit. And he was like, you can't quit. And I was like, yeah, I can. And I do. And if you give me a hard time, I'm leaving now. I had gotten to that point. No, but I look at that and I'm like, that was a moment where I clearly made the decision to step up for myself. But for some reason, there was some comfort in safety of staying in a dysfunctional friendship with Beth because it was safe. And if I went out of that safety, would I be able to exist on my own? How could I do this? Is that even possible, right? So sometimes we have to see the story that we're perpetuating and telling ourselves so that we could free ourselves from those limiting beliefs and move forward. So, in that case, it would have been me sacrificing myself to stay when that wasn't really truly the answer the universe was wanting me to make, right? So, this is a time to recognize what is resonating and what is not resonating. If you meet somebody and you're like, ah, they're really not my cup of tea, very nice person, but they're not my cup of tea, don't get into, a heavy, deep friendship with them or even a relationship with them. If it's not your cup of tea, because the universe wants us to match with people that are resonating with us, that we feel connected to. Okay? Because otherwise, we're in disharmony. And that disharmony is not only in that relationship, but it spreads into every other facet of our lives. So it's very, very important to gain clarity through awareness. Okay? And so, a new chapter wants to begin. Let it. Welcome it. Bring it in, right? It's time to create balance where there's no balance. It's time to create harmony when there might not be harmony. If you're someone in a relationship and you're constantly putting the fire out in that relationship, having to constantly save the other person from themselves or from their negative thoughts, or from, you have to look at that and you have to ask yourself, what is in that for me? Like, what's in it for me? What am I getting from it? I guarantee you the answer is going to be nothing, because it's more work that you're carrying as the load, right? It was like when I was married to Pete and he was drinking alcohol and he was a functional alcoholic. And every day it was like I was monitoring him like I was his mother, right? Tedious, horrible to do that until it got to the point where I couldn't do it anymore. I was like, yep, I'm out. See you later, right? I can't be in this marriage anymore. So we have to look at that. And the universe is asking us to do some deep self-reflection. If something needs a conversation, if there is something that needs to be addressed, have the conversation. This is something that is imperative, not so much for the other person, but for us. We must speak our truth and stand in our power and stop going along for the ride. That's not what we're being asked to do anymore. We have to see where change is needed in our life, which requires clarity and awareness, right? So, the more clarity we can have, the greater the awareness that we have to what is. And so, when we have clarity and we have awareness, it brings an adjustment into our life. And through that adjustment, it can give us alignment, which then gives us freedom. Okay, that's so important to have that understanding that through alignment, we attain freedom. That's like number one. All right. So it's important to see where the change is needed and go work with that to bring yourself into alignment, right? And one of the ways of doing that would be to slow down. Slow down, slow the irrational thoughts. When you find yourself on, a thinking motor highway, right? Your thoughts are coming lightning speed, one after the other, after the other, after the other. And it's just nonstop thinking, 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 thinking. We're in that monkey mind. We have to slow that down. Because that is chaotic energy. It's not putting us in the placement we want to be. It's putting us somewhere we don't want to be. It's asking us then to, to rein ourselves in, because we've become chaotic. And in becoming chaotic, everything around us becomes chaotic, right? And if we're not slowing down, we're not going to see the signs. And it's very important for us to see the signs, because the signs are very clear now. And in seeing the signs, we can choose clarity over the chaos. When we're not in awareness, we're going to be in chaos every time. We don't want to be in chaos, right? So the best thing that we could do is to look at the other person and look at them and be like, okay, if this person is my mirror, and this is the dynamic of what is happening between them and me. What is this showing me? What do I need to see in this in order to redirect myself? Maybe my thoughts, my emotions, my whatever. Okay. Could be something very simple, or it could be something incredibly profound that we need to see. But we're not going to see it if we're in an irrational state or we're reactive to what is. We're never going to see it, because that's like standing in the middle of the problem. And the problem can't be solved when you're standing in the middle. It can only be solved when you step out of the problem, because that's where clarity is gained. Okay? And we've talked about that before. So we're being asked to trust the bigger picture, even though we can't see it. Trust what is unfolding or what is about to unfold, and go towards what calls you. Okay. So, a great example of that and Debbie, you are the person tonight. I'm going to use you again as an example, is Debbie's been going for pottery, right? We've talked about that in a couple of classes, that she's making beautiful pottery, and all of a sudden she felt called to get a pottery wheel for her house. And then she realized after she got the pottery wheel that she didn't have a kiln to fire up her pottery. So in her sessions, we went back and forth a couple of times talking about how she was going to acquire the use of a kiln to fire her pottery. This is the perfect story of releasing to come into alignment. So she told me a story of, how the pottery shop owner can be a little fussy and a little touchy, and she was reluctant to ask her to use the kiln there. But there was this other person who will give the initial G, and she asked her if, she asked me, do you think I should ask her? And I said, I don't know. I feel like the best thing to do here is to just sit back and wait. Wait without need. Wait without fear. Be present and let the mystery of this story unfold, right? Because there's really nothing to do. The right solution is going to present itself, whatever that is, it's going to present itself. So, in the process of the next couple of weeks as they unfold, she talks to her sister-in-law. Debbie talks to her sister-in-law, and her sister-in-law is like, I wouldn't approach G because she's very connected to the shop owner, and that might be a conflict. So it was already in Debbie's mind that maybe doing that is not good. And she said, maybe I should do what you said and just sit back and do nothing. And I said, right, that is the highest timeline, the best timeline in your reality. And just hold the desire for a kiln to show up, right? Just put that out there, hold the intention that that kiln will show up. Well, it's probably been about 2 or 3 weeks, and each week having a session and nothing transpired with that kiln that she was wanting. And then all of a sudden, she went to a pottery class the other night. Do you want to tell what happened?
You're doing such a great job.
Yes,
No,
so you went to the pottery class.
and I was sitting next to the woman who I was originally thinking I wanted to ask her, but then my sister-in-law was like, oh, it might be a little awkward. So anyway, I'm sitting next to her in pottery class, and she starts talking. Her aunt is in the same class, and they start talking about how she has this large kiln, this very large, larger kiln and a smaller one, where at her where she owns this place of business, and she doesn't have enough pottery to fire because it's like it's harder to fire the kiln with little pottery. She needs more pottery, and her aunt, she's telling me how her aunt is bringing her, and I was like, oh, that's so funny, because like I actually have, I'm like, I don't know what to do with like my pottery at home because I don't have a place. And so she, like, as we're talking, she like says, oh, and I thought I was gonna have to pay somebody to use. And she's like, oh, just come and I'll teach you how to use it, and you can just use my kiln. I'm like, really?
And she doesn't want any money from you.
want any money. She's like, oh, just stop by. I'm like, yeah, but you're running a business. Like, I don't know when to stop by. She goes, well, the mornings are usually, I'm always busy, but don't worry about it. You have my number. Just text me and let me know you're coming, and I'll show it. It was like no big deal. We were sitting there just working together in the class, and it all just fell into place. Like, it couldn't have been so it like more easy.
The
It was
work works when
amazing.
you work it. You were
And
a student of the work in that moment. You let it go. You realized it wasn't going to come, excuse me, it wasn't going to come through asking. You did end up having a conversation with the pottery shop owner
so
just
there was
after.
no guilt with, there was no guilt with like, okay, I'm asking one over the other, because that's what my sister-in-law said, they're friends, and you don't want, like, I didn't want to create any tension with the pottery class, the owner of the pottery studio that I'm working with, and the teacher was the one of my pottery studio teacher told me to ask the owner if maybe she would buy, because I told my teacher I'm getting a home kiln, I'm getting a home wheel, and she was like, oh, you can still come to class. I'm like, oh yeah, no, I still have a lot to learn. But it was just, I was starting to feel like, oh, I better not approach this this friend of mine that sits next to me in the class, because I was like, my sister-in-law made me aware of these other dynamics that might create tension, and I didn't want to get involved with that. But it ended up like just flowing because I didn't I wasn't thinking about it. If I would have tried to ask her, like when I was thinking about it, I would have been stressed about it. I would have been like thinking about how do I approach this? How do I? And it all just happened. Like she was asking me to do.
It worked
It
out
was so
perfectly.
incredible. Yeah, it was funny.
But that's how it works when you're in the work and you're cognitive of the work, right? Like you're present and you're realizing, I'm not gonna interfere in the cosmic flow because it's gonna come my way regardless of how it happens or when it happens or where it happens. That's not my job to worry about. And then you let go, and the universe is like, oh, by the way, here you go, right? Like then it happens naturally. And yeah, it could
And
be.
I was like, I walked out of the pottery class. It was last night. I'm like, how did that just happen? Like, I wanted to work with this woman, this friend of mine from the class, but when my sister-in-law told me that it was going to create like some tension with the car, so I was like trying to. I didn't want to deal with any of that, so I just let it go. I'm like, okay, well, I don't want to create any tension. I'm just gonna. But I called the owner, and I thought she was going to try to charge me, but she told me another way to get my stuff fired. And so I was going to do that, but I decided, I don't know, I just let it go. I was like, I'm not in any rush. I'll figure this out. And then like I was just going to class, just looking forward to going to class and doing pottery. And yeah, it all worked out like better than I could have even imagined.
Yeah, because you let go, but in your heart, you were scripting the idea that a kiln needed to show up for you.
Yeah,
You know,
I needed it.
holding that intention, and also fact finding, right? Fact finding by going to the place that you bought the clay and all of that sort of stuff. So you were manifesting it through the idea of, holding space for it, right? And that's how that happens. When you're holding the space for it, then it can manifest and it can come in the way that it's needed. So good job for you. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing. So everybody could have an understanding of how that works if they're not using that process. So we're scripting, a life of success or a life of failure, depending on what our thoughts are constantly cycling through. If our thoughts are not in the highest vibrational alignment, we're not going to be in the highest flying, highest flowing state of being, right? So it's important, we've talked about this many times, to gatekeep our thoughts, to keep a gratitude journal. Gratitude journal is so important. But more important than even a gratitude journal is to have the thoughts that are anchoring in the idea of what it is that you want to experience, right? And, sitting and visualizing and dreaming is wonderful, but if you're not feeling it, you want to feel, I feel, this is how I feel, that's how I feel, right? And the more we can feel into what it would feel like, the better we can do manifesting it in our reality. I wanted more hummingbirds, and I was like, oh, that would make me feel so happy. And if I, have the hummingbirds coming around, it just would feel so joyful. And that feeling is what attracted that Chinese lantern plant, right? I had no idea of anything about it. Now I got to figure out what it needs in order to be planted. And I didn't realize they have rhizome roots. So if I plant it in the ground, it's going to take over. And it's gonna really manifest into everything. So it has to be put in a pot. But gee, isn't that fun to think this is a new problem to have? That's a good problem that's gonna make the hummingbirds happy and me, because I'll get to see more hummingbirds coming my way, right? So it's important to be mindful of suggestible content. Okay, this is a big one right now. So whenever we're on social media and we're scrolling through something, and it's like, I saw this the other day with Sprouts. Now I shop there. And somebody had made a post. It was somebody with a lot of followers. And they had made a post and they were like, oh, look at this. Sprouts is selling lab grown meat, right? Now I shop there. I go through the cases, not always buying something, but I have never seen lab grown meat there ever. Never seen that. Okay. And so when I read that, I was like a little disturbed. And I was like, that's odd because I haven't seen that in my Sprouts, but maybe it's happening in other Sprouts. And then I saw a post by Sprouts. Sprouts made a post that said, it's come to our attention that there is misinformation circulating around out there that we support lab grown products. We do not, right? And I thought that that was very, very smart of them to do that. And that was taking a step in the right direction. But it also showed me that we can't buy into everything that we see on the internet. We can't believe everything that we're reading on the internet, right? Like if somebody comes to you, or if some if not somebody comes to you, but if somebody scrolls comes through your feed, right? If you're on social media and something lands in your feed and you read it and it says, there's a toxic plant that's in your neighborhood that's spewing chemicals and it's creating a rate of high level cancer in the area, yada, 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 yada. Even if it's inferring it's in your area, it's still in the outer reality. And it's still your choice whether or not to take that energy in and to make it personal. Okay? Unless you're the one out there testing the soil, finding out that there are incredibly high rates of cancer in the soil, it's not your truth, even if they're saying it's in your neighborhood. It just it doesn't work that way, right? There are certain things some people on the earth, incarnated in this reality, need to play out. Some people might need to play that storyline out. It's part of what they incarnated for. We have to ask ourselves, am I here to play that story out? Am I here to incarnate into that storyline? I can't express how important this is because, and this is one of the biggest reasons, our subconscious, unconscious mind is already receiving that information in, and it's looking for a place for it to land in the body, in the field, in the aura field. Okay. So, one of the things that is incredibly important is to be so conscious, to be so clear that we're turning down the notion that something is here to harm us. Okay, Bella says yes. Stop because you're going to shut the computer down and then I'm going to be mad at you. So, it's the lie that there is potentially something here that's going to harm us, right? Something that's going to create a chaos in our lives, something that's going to create illness, something that, is going to be devastating or seems to be devastating. Okay. If you remember a couple of months ago, we got notified that when the highway was being built, they had decided, the powers that be in this town, right in Crystal River, decided that because the highway was needed, they were going to build an asphalt plant 5 minutes up the road from me. Okay. Now, my neighbors, the mayor that lives over there, the community mayor, and some other people have come to me and they said to me, you should go vote. And I thought to myself, no, I'm not going to vote. Not because I don't love the community, not because I don't want to support these people trying to stop the plant, but I know that once I get my energy involved in it, it becomes my story. I don't want it to be my story. So I was thinking it, no, I'm not going to go do this. But I said, okay, thank you for letting me know. I appreciate it, whatever. And there was a notice that came through and said the voting, I got a mail, right? Mail to the mailbox that came through one day after he showed up at the door. And he was, and the mail said, tonight is the night for voting on the asphalt plant. I'm like, wow, talk about short notice, universe. Like, what the hell, right? And I was like, nope, still not playing into this game. I'm like, it is not in my reality. This asphalt plant is not in my reality. I am not subscribing to it. I, no, nope. The next day, I got a notice in the mailbox that the asphalt plant meeting has been put on hold until November. Right? It pushed it out 6 months from that moment, 6 months. And I thought to myself, that's how we do this. Right? Now, it could mean a thousand and one things. It could mean that in November, I'm moving, and then I really won't have to deal with the asphalt plant because I won't be here because I'll be moving to someplace else. Right? Or it could mean I'm going to have to work a little more again for it to push it out yet again so that the asphalt plant doesn't come in. Right? Because it's not something that I really want to have in my backyard. So these are the types of things that we don't want to subscribe to. Anytime I see somebody on social media talking about, you know, something in the government, something negative, something with the food, something with this, something with that, I scroll right past it. I just, it's like, whoop, scroll, 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 right? I do not interact with it. It does not come into my feed. I am not interested in hearing about it. I don't need to know it because I'm creating the reality that harmonizes with who I am. I'm creating the reality that is in harmony with my inner being. And the reality that's in harmony with my inner being says that I can eat all the lettuce in the world that I want to, and I'm not going to get that stomach virus thingy that was going around, right? I can eat all the sugar that I want to, and my body is going to process it fine, and I'm not going to turn into a diabetic case, right? Like I don't do that, but I'm just using it as an example. I am so certain because my days consist of gatekeeping my thoughts that I am consistently in a state of certainty and vibrational alignment with the thoughts that I'm thinking because I do not want my body to get sick. I want to keep building that reserve that I have that says, let's keep going forward. We're going to go higher. We're going to live better. We're going to feel freer. That's my goal. That's my goal for how I live this life, right? Does it take work? It does. It takes a lot of work. It takes work to, you know, to focus on what is good for me and not focus on the fear factor of what my neighbor thinks because, you know, they're afraid that something is gonna happen. Right? Joanne, I don't understand the blueberries message.
There's a whole big thing out now about Publix
Oh.
FDA warning.
Oh, is that why I couldn't get blueberries in Publix?
Yes.
Oh, well, listen, I'm here to tell you that my refrigerator is always full of Publix blueberries. So if I am not sick, I am a testament to what I am saying. Do you understand?
They moved it up to the high risk, highest risk
I
supplement.
do not know any of that. And guess what's in my refrigerator right now? A big fat container of blueberries,
Just
right?
wanted to bring that up as an example.
And as I eat them, I'm going to be thinking, these taste amazing. Because I don't subscribe to any of that. That's not in my reality. As you can see, I don't even know. I did walk into Publix the other day and there were absolutely no blueberries. And I thought to myself, well, that's interesting. There's no blueberries. But I didn't think to myself, whoa, we're in a crisis. Blueberries are the new target. It's not lettuce anymore. All through that lettuce debacle and everything else, I ate lettuce every freaking day. It is a staple in my diet, okay? But I'm just going to say, if we are playing to the system is trying to generate fear because whatever is about to unfold, whatever is about to come out, they want people so fearful that they're not paying attention to whatever it is. Okay. So your body, one thing I learned being an herbalist, your body can heal virtually anything. It can heal anything. It is so amazing. It can heal the worst of the worst. Okay. I've worked with people with stage four cancer, helping them, assisting them, supporting them into complete metabolic remission. It is possible. 1,000% possible. Okay. So for me, I'm going to eat the blueberries and I'm going to be happy doing it because I don't care. Right? That's not in my reality. And that's just how I roll. Because, like I'm saying, it could be in everything. It's like Sprouts with their this food, and they sell Tyson chickens, and Tyson is a chemically inducing the chickens, and da 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 blah. You know what? They're the only organic chicken I can get in town, and it's not a 500-pound chicken. It's not even a 5-pound chicken. It's a chicken like back in the day when the chicken was a chicken and the drumstick was this big, right? The drumstick on chickens these days are like turkey legs. Okay. So, you know what? I'll take my chances because as I'm eating that chicken, I'm going to be thinking, this is truly an organic chicken. Look at how small it is. It's the real deal. They're not, hyper feeding their chicken. I mean, if you saw my chickens, my girls are thin. They're small chickens. They're not big, huge, thick, fat chickens because they're not eating crappy stuff. Okay. So we have to stop and we have to get away from all the fake phony, fake and phony. And we have to start looking at things and going, like, I'm going to eat what looks appealing to me. I'm going to eat what nourishes me, what feels nourishing to me. And I'm going to stop paying attention to all the storylines out there, right? Because, now you've got astrologers out there going, oh, the next wave, it's already erupted Etna in Italy and it's going to take out Japan. And, remember when the reactor blew and there might be another, get out of here. That's not my reality. You can have that in your reality because you're a fear-based person, but that's not going to be in my reality ever. I'm done with all that bullshit. Joanne?
There's also something else saying that COVID is rising in states too. So it's
Yeah.
full of stuff out there
Yeah,
today.
but there's people that will believe that, and you're going to go to the store, and there's going to be people that are going to be wearing a mask in a store because they are based in fear and they don't know anything else. Right? We have to go past them, give them love, and not judge them or anything else. Be in complete state of love, and that's the way it is. It is what it is. Right? And that's all we can do. But this is really where it's asking us to Be more mindful because the outer reality is going to get louder as it's broadcasting all this bullshit. As you're saying all of this, I'm like, wow, that's all happening out there. I wouldn't know. I don't know. I have no clue. I don't, you know, it comes into my feed the minute the mouth goes eh, and it feels negative to me. I'm like, boop, bye, right? Scroll pick. Goodbye. I don't need to see you, you know. Or then you have these, you know, spiritual people out there that, you know, they are shaved their head, they've got all this jewelry on, and they're trying to emulate. But we go through that as a phase. Okay. One of the reasons you are seeing me sitting here with my natural gray hair, right? My hair is like salt and pepper here. And I have very little makeup on these days. And I'm not sitting here with like all this jewelry and the costume or anything else, is because we go through these soul deaths. Okay. We go through these soul deaths that we have. And a lot of times when we're stepping up into a new version of ourselves, we're going to do that. You know, the first thing was go for the Reiki certification. So I go for the Reiki certification, fill my home with crystals, fill my home with crystals. Then the next thing is to dress the part, right? Dress the part until I don't need to dress the part anymore. Use the table until I don't need to use the table. Dress the part until I don't need to dress the part. Go into the next level of faith, right? And it's constant evolution, but some people never leave that state of being. We're not meant to stay there. That's why you have all witnessed me evolving myself over the last, what have we been together, 6 years? Right? You have witnessed me evolving myself into these many different facets, and even now I am in my authenticity, and I'm not going to come out here dressed to impress, because the soul goes through its evolution and wants to be in its highest, most natural state of being. And it doesn't want to have to keep putting on a costume in order to emulate the feeling of being a Reiki practitioner or being a shaman or being anything else, right? We just don't do that anymore. You know, Loretta's not out there in her artist apron standing in the middle of the street going like, "Hey, I'm an artist. Did you see my art in the gallery?" Right? I'm pretty good at what I do. Here's my paintbrush, right? I mean, that's not happening. So we have to really understand that, you know, as we evolve, it's going to mean sometimes we grow our hair long, sometimes we cut our hair, sometimes we have no hair, sometimes we have too much hair. So, you know, sometimes we are skinny, sometimes we gain a little weight, sometimes, you know, whatever it is, right? We have to be in flow with everything, you know? It's just one of the things that we are here to do. And so when I see these people, and I hate to say that in that way, these people, but when I see people that are emulating that or have those divining rods, right? Spirit, do we think so and so did blah, blah, blah? Oh, yes, look, the rods are saying yes. Okay. Not in alignment with that scroll, right? We have to get away from the idea of the guru mentality, right? Like somebody's going to use a divining rod and be able to do more than we're capable of doing. Because every single one of us is capable of coming to the same conclusion by just tapping into our higher self. Tapping into our inner being. There is no person that is beneath me. None. We are all equal, but it's whether or not you perceive yourself as an equal, right? And that's the only thing that stops the evolution is when we don't recognize ourselves as the highest level of being. Now, I hear some people that I got in my feed, some new guru guy. I think his name is Peter Krohn. Don't even know who he is, but somebody said, listen to this because he sounds like you. and he's new on the scene, and I was cracking up. He charges something like $7,557 for a session, and it's not a private session, it's a group session with a group of five people, right? I was like, what? Like $7,500 to do a semi-private, and you might not even get your question heard, but you're in a collective group, as he says it, with other people that, you're going to hear something you need. Get the hell out of here. I could watch 1,000 YouTube videos and get something I need. Are you free? But people are going to subscribe to this bullshit. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, and he's not saying anything that I have not said before. Because you know why? Because words are recycled in the continuum, in the cosmic flow of things. Words are recycled. David Guillaume says the same thing I've said the last 6 years, and he's popular now because he's a Mary Ruth guy and he's a billionaire, and people want to listen to a billionaire. But it's kind of funny when you think about it, because then I have to look at myself and I'm like, yeah, I was pretty good, wasn't I? Like, I was in the know, wasn't I? But if we all thought that about ourselves and took a moment to praise ourselves and really to sit in the idea of knowing what it is that we're knowing, we would never look to somebody else again to serve what we need to have served for us, because we would recognize ourselves as being enough. I hope that makes sense to you guys, because that's so important that you are your own guru. I've talked about this many times, but it's just funny how when I see it from all these different perspectives, and now this new guy comes in, and he's, who the hell is he? I mean, he's been around a year now, and he's got like 1 million followers and all this. I'm like, this is just very profound. It's really like, wow, And so, and the fact that he's charging $7,500, I was like, I wish I had the chutzpah back then to charge $7,500 for a session, believing that that's what I should be getting because something, some knowing, and wrap a scarf around my neck and sit in a chair cross-legged and be like, this is who I am, right? It's kind of funny now I look at it, but I'm giving the scenario of it, making fun of it, because it's really like, this is what we're subscribing to. This is what we think is the next new big thing. And do you know how many people I talk to on a regular basis who feel bad about themselves and about where they are with their work because they think that should be them? How come he has 1 million people and I don't? And I say, did you ever think that maybe he's an NPC, he's a non-player character, and you're up against the computer? He's computer generated, you're up against the computer? I mean, come on, really? Honestly? We're in a simulation. We're in a hologram. This is how it works, right? So when you're measuring yourself by the success of somebody else, there it's always going to seem like you're not enough, like you're not doing enough, you're not good enough, right? We have to be very, very careful because it's going to get louder. And so it's going to need us to look inward and harmonize inward so that we can have our own growth. Pay attention to the positive reinforcement instead of the negative. Are your thoughts clear? What you're thinking? Are, they out in tomorrow, never, never land, right? Are you creating a scenario you don't want by being in it in your head? Because the particles in the reality will build that scenario if you think you must play that out. It's how it works. Right, we've been talking about this for a couple of years now. So you have to bring yourself back to presence and deal with what is taking place in this moment now. It's so important. We're being redirected. In that redirection, it could come through as a job, right? A new offer, some kind of offer. You suddenly meet somebody and they want you to work with them, or they want to put you on to somebody that would want you to work with them, or it might come in a new relationship, or it could come through rejection. Maybe you're being rejected, and that rejection is going to put you onto a different path, and that's going to be your path. It could come through an ending of some sort, a relationship, a situation, a work situation, a friendship, any dynamic like that, right? Could come through an ending, right, Bella? Yeah. And the only time it'll become clear is when we go into complete surrender, because then we're not searching anymore for the answers, and the answers can come to us, just like Debbie's kiln, right? She needed the kiln and it came right to her once she surrendered to it, because there was no efforting anymore. There was no searching. So the full moon lunar eclipse invites surrender, okay? And it relieves us of what is no longer ours, what's no longer in alignment. And our identity is number one in this shift. And also, too, the other thing that this is doing is bringing people back from our past. A young woman that used to work with me had regular weekly sessions back when I was in Medford. So this is like 2018, probably until, yeah, probably, I'm thinking until 2021 or 2022 when she moved down to Florida. Now, I haven't seen her in a couple of years, so I forgot. And then all of a sudden, she messaged me on Instagram, and she actually lives in Wildwood, Debbie, where I've met you for lunch. And she was like, "Hey, do you want to meet up for a cup of coffee?" And I thought to myself, "Well, that's very interesting, right?" So she's still doing massage, but she's also now doing real estate. So I was like, "Oh." So I'm curious as to why she popped back up in my life. So, another pathway, another avenue, to see and explore. This is what's going to happen now with us, with these energies building and bringing people in, taking people out. So it's important to ask us, who in our life holds us back? Right? Is this somebody that holds you back from doing what you would love to do, from being your best self? Who inspires us? Who is it in your life that inspires you, that encourages you, that motivates you, that pushes you forward? If you don't have anybody, you have to be your own cheerleader in the moment. It's very important. Okay. Oh, my brother just messaged me. Talk about people who are like outside of my life. That would definitely be him. Yeah. So surprising that he's messaging me at this time of night, because I don't generally hear from him. Oh, now he's curious how Florida is and how I like those nesting boxes. This is a person that has not had any interest in my life in the last, I don't know how many years. And now, all of a sudden, out of the blue, because I basically let go, he's coming back. I just also think he's having problems in his relationship and probably realizes he's burned the bridge with me in order to be with his wife. And he doesn't have anybody to talk to, because everything he has is her side of the family. So who does he have to complain to? Nobody. I've tried to reconnect with him, but he didn't want it. So I washed my hands of it. I stepped away, and look who's popping up at a quarter to nine at night, right? Shocking. And yet not. So, right now we need to stand in our strongest, most present self. And we need to have the courage that is required to release and let go. What doesn't serve, let it go. Make space for something new to come in, right? Make the room, because we need room to grow. We can't grow if we're staying confined and the old stuff is not working. So if it doesn't work, toss it, get rid of it. I'm thinking about clearing out some of the stuff in my storage unit, because they raised it again, and I think it went up like $50 since I'm here, which is only a year and a half. And so I feel like it's the universe telling me, like, let go, just let go, just clean house, move on. And so if we can't evolve on our own, the universe will force that evolution in some way, shape, or form, right? Opening us up. So if we don't let it go, the universe doesn't support it. It's going to come in, it's going to make a change that's going to force us to let it go. Okay. So it's important. So we don't want to do that. The people coming back from the past, it could be for closure, could be something that needs closure, could be healing, could be for clarity, right? Maybe something transpired and there was no clarity. Or it could be for new adventures, right? Or it could be a business opportunity. Now, this girl, I didn't even ask her to do it. We were just talking about towns. I met her for a cup of coffee and we were talking about the difference between the towns, and she lo loves Crystal River. She's like, "Oh my God, I'd love to live where you live." And we were talking about the different things, and I said, "There, you're close to Floral City." She said, "Yeah." I said, "There's a gallery there. Somebody told me to go see." I didn't ask her to look for it or anything like that. She took it on her own, and she messaged me the other night, and she goes, "You know what?" She goes, "It looks like there was a gallery, but it might have closed because now there's going to be a coffee shop coming in that space. And the only other place I see is a pottery place." So she said, "I don't know. Can you ask the person what the name of the gallery is? And if I get a chance to go back there, I'll look." I'm like, I didn't even ask her to do this. How nice of her to do that, right? Like, yeah. So I thought, wow. Well, okay, that's cool. But you know, she was always that kind of person that was mindful. We're both in the work. It's not like she's going to sit there and run the gambit on all of her problems, or in the, and then it turns into a coaching session between us. Did not happen. It was just life, just really, you know, fun conversation, good conversation. So I thought, wow, it's really nice to have one more person down here that I know. You know, like Debbie, unfortunately, she lives at least an hour and a half from me. So it's not like it's going to be, you know, a 5-minute trip back and forth to hang out or whatever if we do that. But this is what happens. And people come into our lives, and sometimes people leave our lives. And sometimes we have to leave people. I've been in that position with 3 marriages. When it got to the point where it just wasn't working anymore, I had to make the decision. It's my self-preservation because this is just not working in the way that I want it to work anymore, you know? Something else that's happening too, I don't know if you guys are feeling it. If you are, let me know. Deja vu. Anybody else having it? I'm having it like crazy. It's like constant. Yesterday, I made a taco dish that was so good. If you're interested in the recipe, please let me know on Instagram and I will send you the recipe because it was so freaking good and easy to make, super easy to make. Okay. Where was I going with this? Oh, so I was making the tacos. And they're little taco boats, so freaking cute. I love them though. And I had deja vu as I was, you know, scooping the stuff together and everything. And then today I'm doing something else in the morning, and all of a sudden, deja vu again. I thought to myself, wow, now I see the timelines are really starting to speed up because the deja vu is the integration of what it is. And there's no real indicator for me one way or another what is going to unfold. Like, am I moving? Am I staying? Is there going to be a shift in the dynamic of the house? What's up? You know, I don't know. I'm trying to just stay as clear as I can without tuning in for myself because I don't want to be on the wrong timeline. And all I can say is it feels like a lot of freedom. So you know, this is the nature of what is wanting to come through, right? So, anybody have any questions? No? Okay. So, the last business of the evening is a little sad, but it's something that I've given a lot of thought to. over the last year. And I feel like our community is coming to its conclusion. And I feel like the middle of October is probably when we're going to have our last gathering together in the live. Okay. I feel new timelines coming in for myself. I don't know what that means yet. I'm writing the blog. If you're reading it, you're definitely going to get a different version of me than probably you've gotten here. And maybe even different insights to some of the things that we've talked about here than you've received here. And I just feel like it's time for this to come to its conclusion. But it doesn't mean that I don't want to support those of you that want to still do your work. So if you stick this out, your last payment will be your September payment. Okay, I will not be charging you for October. And if it does go through by accident, you'll be reimbursed for it. But, because you have all supported me for as long as you have, I mean, we've been on a great run together for, gosh, 6 years right now. And I've had the privilege of watching many of you growing into who you are now, which has been amazing for me. And more amazing was, the support and love that you've given me all this time, being part of the community, being part of my life, and being part of my story and my journey. So I want to at least give you guys 6 months of access to the recordings if you need to go back and listen to anything that, resonated with you. And as far as your discounted sessions, I'm thinking 6 months on that too. For the next 6 months, I'll honor the 144 on that. I was kind of thinking of maybe, after the 6 months, going to like maybe 177 or something like that. But I'm not sure. It's going to really depend on how many people are having sessions and using the code. Certainly, if nobody is having sessions and nobody's using the code, then the code will end in 6 months. But if people start using the code and start doing sessions, then I will consider, I mean, even who knows, I might even expand the code to a year. But it's going to be based on all of you, because of course it costs me money every month to manage the files and to ha have those files and that database supported. And so we're at a point here where I haven't had new people come in, and I've had some people leave because they're on to other things, which is completely understandable. So I'm thinking the middle of October, and that frees you all to go on to other things and explore other avenues and other possibilities. And it also gives me more freedom to invest in my art. And also writing, which is a new passionate hobby that I have in writing my blog. I'm treating it as if I'm writing a book. And it was interesting because the idea of treating it as a book in each individual post, like a chapter of a book that I could write. And as soon as I did that, I had several people message me privately going, I feel like you're going to write a book, like you're going to get a book deal, like somebody's going to see this and give you a book deal. And I thought to myself, well, that's exactly how the universe would work in my favor, because I put it out there and I'm open to all possibilities, right? So, yeah, so that's what is coming next. And I feel sad about it because I will miss these times that we have together. But we have two more live gatherings, the one in September and again the one in October. And like I said, if you stick it out and we flow to the end together, then you'll get the discount code. If it doesn't matter to you, then I won't be insulted if you decide to leave early. So I just wanted to let you guys know this has been something I've been thinking about for quite a while. It was a hard decision to make because, I think I'm one of the first people. I know I'm one of the first people to have started a membership community for the purpose of ascension. And that was because of my teacher, Lisa. She had done that before me because she had been at a much, much higher level for a very, very long time in her life. So I feel like I've done my due diligence with what was being asked of me. Through my soul's purpose, my soul's contract, and now it's time to come back for me. While I was serving the community from the very beginning, and even like the last 20 years of work I did, I was operating from my South Node in Aquarius, which was all about community. It was about the all. And so I made a lot of self-sacrifices and in favor of serving the all. And then we had a cosmic shift. And without going into too much detail, my progressed son, which is my son is in Cancer, but my progressed son went into Leo a year ago or 2 years ago. And it activated my North Node, which is in Leo. And Leo wants the focus now back within, which is the art and the writing and the one-on-one sessions. That's not going to go away. So if guidance is needed, we're still doing one-on-one sessions. But there have been shifts that have been kind of redirecting in a sense. And I just have to trust the process on that this is the right thing to do at this time. And like I said, it frees all of you up to go on and move on and do other things. So, all right. Yeah. And I feel like it's the right time for us to do this. Okay. Yeah. All right. Don't make me cry. All right, you guys. I love you bunches. And I look forward to connecting with you live next month. Next week, there will be another recording coming out, and we're going to just keep the same flow that we've had until we conclude this in October. I don't know what that week is, like the middle of October, that second week on Thursday will be our last gathering. All right. So I love you guys so much. Joanne.
I just want to say one thing. The universe works very strangely. October 20th, I am going to be have surgery on my other hip.
Oh.
So I will have that class right before, a
Yeah.
couple of classes. So I'm very thankful for that.
Yeah, and like I said, if you stick with it until the very end, whatever
I
classes you
will.
miss, you're going to have it right up to the end. So,
I will.
heaven forbid something happen that prevents you from listening, you will have it to the end and then have 6 months with it. As just like my thank you,
Well,
for
you've been very influential in my life, so
thank you.
helped me change a lot.
Thank
So,
you.
and I'm also glad that I have some things to listen to right before my surgery because I'm nervous,
Yeah. Don't be nervous. I mean, again, it's your creation, right? The doctors are a fractal of you. So
Right.
if you imagine you're performing the surgery on yourself
That's a good idea.
through the guise of the doctors, It's a win-win situation. You can't lose.
I want to walk right again. I'm
Yeah.
limping very badly.
Okay.
Looking, the timing is incredible for me.
Okay.
The universe works.
Well, it's also about support, right? So the only person that has to support you is you.
Me.
That's all
Me.
that matters, is the only person that has to support you is
Yep.
you, right? Nobody else's support is as important as your own support.
Correct.
That's your everything. And that's where the energy manifests through your own
Correct.
personal support.
Right. And to have this until then is additional support for me.
Good. I'm glad you feel that way. Very good.
All right. Thank you, Maria. Love you.
All right, guys. Have a good night. I love you too. All right.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.